Battlehawks are at D.C. on Sunday. On Saturday is Battlehawks safety Will Hill's 30th birthday as he joins us in the Fast Lane with Cardinal World Series champ Brad Thompson and Randy Carricker. We sing, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Will, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
He's on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
We apologize for that, actually. Our singing wasn't great. I didn't know it was coming, so I didn't do any of my warm-ups, Will, so I apologize.
Hey, man, it was perfect for me.
You're the best. You are the best. Well, I got a feeling, and maybe it's just looking at your resume. I mean, a national champion at Florida, 2 years with the Giants, two with the Ravens. You played in the Arena League. You played in the CFL. You played in the Alliance of American Football. Now the XFL, and I got a feeling that I probably skipped a few in the process there talking about it. I think that you might love football a little bit, Will. What say you?
Yeah, man, I love football. I've been playing this game since I was four, so it's in my blood.
And you've been playing well here with the Battlehawks. How much fun is it to play for a defense, and you played on a lot of good defenses, but a defense that gives its team a chance to win every day? You can count on your other 10 guys to give you an opportunity to win.
Yeah, man, I've been blessed throughout my career to have another 10 guys on the field with me that's been hungry for the ball as well as I am. So just to have this defense that's playing the type of defense I like, smash mouth and gritty football, it's a blessing.
Well, the thing about the XFL is you're going to have guys with plenty of different experience levels. And I just rattled off a few places that you played. But you got the Holy Grail. You played in the NFL. You got a lot of teammates that want to do what you've done and be where you've been. Have you found yourself in a role of almost mentoring some of these young guys? I got a feeling people will probably come to you with a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah, the other safety that's playing beside me, Kenny Robertson, he just turned 21, you know, so I got him by a good 9 years. So he always coming to me, picking my brain and asking me what I see or what he should do better. So I've been mentoring him, trying to get him ready for the NFL and to be productive there.
You enjoy that aspect of it, like the people coming to you?
Oh, yeah, I love that because, you know, It challenges me to make sure I'm still on everything because I know it's hard for certain people to grasp certain things. And we have NFL coaches, you know, so they expect us to pick up things fast. So they really can't go back to the coaches and ask the second question. So I'm their second coach. They call me Coach Will.
Will Hill with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. And he talked about how you have teammates that love to go get the ball, and you've shown yourself in the first four games to be a ball hawk. Has that been part of your game all the time, a guy that's always got a nose for the football?
Yeah, everybody knows me a lot for hitting the ball, hitting the guy with the ball. My motto is to hit the guy with the ball first, so he'll be looking for me, so the ball will be easier for me to grab. So I'm going to get that ball after.
I like that. It's not a bad way to look at it. Will, I'm interested, man. What was your impression of the first home game at the Dome? There was so much buildup, so much excitement within the community, and I'm sure you guys got a little feel of that. You knew beforehand, but once you saw it, what was that like for you?
Man, it took me back to my college days playing in a swamp. That's exactly what reminded me of. All the fans, they're basically breathing on you and screaming as loud as they can. And just to bring football back to St. Louis at that, to see the fans and how enthused they are. I went out to eat, and the chef came out running behind and was cacawing. So I knew then the game is just, my eyes lit up. It was very emotional just to be out there, just to see those people out there supporting us when they didn't know how we were going to be.
We don't know if we deserve credit for starting Kakaw, but we take credit here in this show for starting Kakaw. That is something that has really taken the city by storm. That's pretty cool that somebody came out and was cacawing to you at a restaurant.
Yeah, that was. I've seen a guy in a mall that had, you know how Law and Order? Uh-huh. He had Kakaw and Order. So they have everything out here.
I got one of those, too.
Can you give us one? Can you give us a Kakaw?
A Kakaw!
Yeah, Will's got
well
it. He's
done.
Got it figured out. Hey, speaking of the fans and bringing football back, you know how it is. Like, once you get a fan, like once you get somebody engaged in it, they can be a fan for life. I saw a picture of a couple of kids that you had given your cleats to after the game. And chances are, you first of all, for life now, you got a couple of Will Hill fans, you got Battle Hawk fans, you got football fans. That probably means a lot to you, doesn't it, to plant seeds like that?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. Not just being in the community, just to reach young kids, because, you know, everybody doesn't get this opportunity to meet somebody, and they was to give you something. Like, if Michael Jordan was to give me something, I'd probably see it as just how those kids see me giving them something.
Will Hill tied in the XFL for second in interceptions. And I want to ask about one of your teammates and a guy I really like who seems to be all over the field. That's Dexter McCoyle. He's some player.
Oh, yeah, he's been balling. He got a nose for the ball, too. I'm glad he's in front of me because he takes a lot of the run responsibility, me just thinking about coming down, getting a run away, so I could just focus on the pass. And he's, like you said, he's been all around the ball. And he's a very smart guy, too. He's a seasoned vet as well.
What's the difference between a guy like that and a guy in the NFL?
It's probably just a little small. Maybe I would say just size, weight-wise, because he's around like 225. Me and him around the same size. You know, he's just taller than me. But a guy in the NFL is going to be at least like 250, 260, but Dex moves faster. Dex, I could say, out of all the linebackers that I had in front of me, he's been the fastest.
Will, we talked about the home crowd and how great that was, but I'm interested in your overall thoughts in the XFL. I mean, for fans that didn't watch the first incarnation, and look, this one's totally different, the rules are different. The access is different. You get to hear from you guys, get to hear players during the game, interviews, or live mics. Like, what do you think about the product in general?
I think the product is good. You have a lot of media coverage, like you said, and everybody gets to be a part of it. Like, most people see basketball players, and we get to see their face. But now in this league, they get to see the face of the guy who messed up and the guy who did well. So everybody can put a name with a face now. And you still got the football aspect, but the rule changes is keeping the players more safe as far as on the kickoff and things of that nature. So I really like it. I think a lot of leagues will take from it.
That's what I was going to ask you. The kickoff one specifically, the first time I saw it, I'm like, man, that don't look right. That's not football. And now the more I watch it, I feel like, why doesn't everybody do this? Because you're one move away from breaking one to take it to the house. Do you think that'll be the first rule that maybe the NFL picks up out of the XFL?
Oh, I think many leagues will pick that up. But NFL, I think they definitely would do that because with a lot of concussion stuff going around, that would definitely cut down on it.
Will Hill is with us in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Your old teammate at Florida, Tim Tebow, said that he didn't want to play in the XFL, that he wants to concentrate on baseball. Are you surprised that Tebow didn't want to join the XFL, and how do you think he would do?
First, I think he would definitely flourish, and it's just knowing how Timmy is. And I think the reason why Timmy didn't like, well, not like, but didn't want to play in this league, he likes the challenge. And baseball is his challenge right now. He did the football. He had all the glory all through it, through all his life. So maybe he just wanted to go in another direction and conquer that.
You were with him for several years at Florida. Is there anything bad that you can say about Tim Tebow?
No.
He's got no negatives, does he? Nobody ever says anything negative about the guy.
Yeah, not for me.
Well,
guys, I gotta get ready for meetings. I don't want to be late.
Oh, yeah, we don't want you to either. Yeah,
get out of here. Hey. Will, thanks for being with us, man.
And good luck Sunday.
All right.
Take care, man.
Okay, thank you.
That is Will Hill, Battle Hawk safety, with us on 101 ESPN.
Salty veteran following the rules. That's what I like
to see.
That's a
beautiful
thing. Yeah, you guy's been around a long time. You want to be a mentor? You want to be a guy that the guys go to and ask questions? You're going to be on time for a meeting. I respect that.
It's a beautiful thing. And, by the way, the Battle Hawks have opened the upper deck, and tickets go on sale for at 10 o'clock tomorrow for the L.A. game, and upper deck tickets will be available at $15 for that
Ooh.
Game against the L.A.
Guardians?
New York
the
Guardians.
Galaxy? No, that's L.A.
L.A. Wildcats.
That's what I said.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow. What was that?
Yeah, that's the game on the 20th.
Meat, was that a Wildcat?
I think so.
Now, and now what's a Cougar sound like?
Hey, you come here often?
So we're looking forward to that. And we thank Will Hill for joining us here in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. So if you want tickets, just go to XFLBattleHawks.com and you can sign up to get those tickets tomorrow.
It's .com.
.com. There you go.
Caw-caw.
And he gave us a caw-caw.
He did.
Go wrong with that.
I like the fact that people were yelling that at him.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I appreciate
it. We did kind of start that, didn't we?
I have no idea, Randy, but we're running with it. It's working.
A good thing. Coming up next in the Fast Lane, we've got some overs and unders for you. That is next on 101 ESPN.